And we'll have the pleasure of seeing them dance again tomorrow. And now, let's welcome Kenneth Bell, 13 years of old, presently living in St. Augustine, but formerly a Suwannee River area boy. Kenneth Bell. Incidentally, one mic is a taping mic, and the other mic is an amplifying mic. You'll be interested in this, that we have taped all of our 13, we're on our 14th festival. We taped the whole thing.
I'll sing Beautiful Dreamer first.
A beautiful voice. Now, it is my special pleasure to present to you our Jeannie with the light brown hair of 1966, Miss Pat Finch of Clearwater. I give you Pat.
You won't mind hearing Beautiful Dreamer again.
Thank you.
And you'll have the pleasure of hearing her again tomorrow. Isn't it a lovely voice? Let's give her another hand. Now, while we round up Gamble Rogers and Slade Pluitt, we'll welcome to the stage the Fleming Family Singers, a very formal group from Tampa. Welcome Gamble Rogers and Slade Pluitt from Winter Park, Florida.
Well, possum up in the cinnamon tree and a raccoon on the ground. Raccoon say, you son of a gun, shake them simmons down. Well, the possum began to shaking and the simmons began to fall. And the raccoon say, you son of a gun, I didn't want them all. Oh, little Liza, pretty little girl, my Liza Jane. I love my pretty little girl, she died on the train. That's a bad place to go. Mm-hmm. Well, I went to see my Liza Jane. She met me at the door with her shoes and stockings in her hand and her pretty bare feet on the floor. Her head is like a coffee pot and her nose just like a spout, and her mouth is like an old fireplace with ashes all raked out. Oh, little Liza, pretty little girl, my Liza Jane. I love my pretty little girl, she died on the train. Oh, little Liza, pretty little girl, my Liza Jane. I love my pretty little girl, but you can't get to heaven by riding on the train. I'd like to sing a song that I made up about, this is appropriate weather for it, so I'd like to dedicate this song to the weatherman. This is my interpretation of what happened with the building of Noah's Ark. It's the name of this song is The Master Builder. It's kind of a whimsical interpretation of that great event, and it's not to be taken too seriously by anyone except maybe the young children. Oh, the elephant and the rabbit, the squirrel and the kangaroo, playing hopscotch in the jungle with nothing much to do. When along come Noah with a puzzle look and a blueprint in his hand, gonna build me an oleander ark and go floating on the land. Last night I saw an awful sign while talking to the loon. Big Dipper turned up sideways, pouring silver on the moon. Oh, the bear was strangled in the flood, so swift it was and strong, and a starry ship was sailing there 300 cubits long. Well, that was the sign, and here's what Noah did about it. Well, some beavers cut the timber down, and an elephant laid the keel, and a sawfish cut the ribs and planks, and termites carved the wheel, and a crew of silkworms spun the sail while a hummingbird took stitch, and bumblebees caulked every seam with black bitumen pitch. They made it flow. Then she sailed above the mountaintops all on a frosty tide, and storm and flood and lightning blast were turned at every side. Oh, the rainbow on Mount Ararat will tell us to this day how the animals built an ark for man and know the perfect way. Really, it's a lot of fun to be here again this year, and it's always real nice to see Cousin Thelma Bolton again, and all of our friends up here. At this time, it brings me a good deal of pleasure to ask my good friend Slade Cluett from Winter Park, Florida, to come up and play with me. He's got an auto harp and a guitar. He makes an awfully lot of music. He's one of the best musicians I know. Well, hello.
A little wild with flowers? Let's let me get to you. Here's a thing.
This is a little auto harp song. Thank you. how the old folks are at home. I wonder if they'll miss me when I'm gone. I wonder if they'll pray, for the boy went away and left his dear old parents all alone. You can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can almost see the fields of bluegrass green. You can almost see them cry and kiss the boy goodbye. I wonder how the old folks are at home. Just a village and a homestead on the farm. A mother's love to shield you from all harm. A sweetheart brave and true, whose home we love so dear. Just a village and a homestead on the farm. You can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can almost see the fields of the grass green. You can almost see them cry as they kiss the boy goodbye. I wonder how the old folks are at home.
Well, I guess I'll introduce this song. This is a chain gang song, and it's about a fellow named John, long lost John. Long lost John never did anything in his life but run. He was a convict, and he always had either a sheriff or some bloodhounds behind him, or a high sheriff or somebody. So you might say that he's the symbol of the man who's always running.
Major, the mic on the side is going to
was long lost John from Bowling Green. No hat on his head, no shoes on his feet, begging the women for his bread and meat. Now a woman said, lost John, have a chair, I'm gonna send the boy for a bucket of beer. He's long gone, got to get along. He's long gone from Bowling Green. Well now, come on John, get along, boy. Well, now, lost John standing on the railroad track, just wait for a freight train to come back. Well, an oncoming train just skimming in a pine. He missed the cowcatcher, but he caught the blind. He was long gone, had to get along. Well, he's long gone from Bowling Green. And he crept right in just flat as a mouse. And the woman said, lost John, have a chair, I'm gonna send the porter for a bucket of beer. Never mind your porter and never mind your beer, cause the hound's on the trail and I can't stay here. I'm long gone, got to get along. Well, I'm long gone from Bowling Green.
Well, I'm going to start a tradition here that carried over from last year. And this is really for Cousin Thelma and the whole spirit of the folk festival. This is the folkiest folk song that I know. I hope it doesn't offend any of you city people.
It's a little bit of humor in it also. It's a song called Turnip Green, and I've only heard it a couple times. I think last year was the last time I sang it. I do it without the guitar, too.
Well, I had a dream the other night. I dreamt that I could fly. I flapped my wings like an eagle and I flew up to the sky. At the gate I met Master Gabriel and he looked at me so keen. He asked me what I'd have to eat and told me turnip greens. Master Gabriel also asked me from what country did I fly. I told him from the Ozarks and I flew up to the sky. He wondered why the men down there were rough and yet so clean. I said, oh, Mr. Gable, it's them good old turnip greens. Turnip greens, turnip greens. Cornbread and buttermilk and good old turnip greens.
Now there's a little more coming here.
He, Mr. Gable, brought some angel food on a great big silver bowl. He said, if you'll eat this, it'll rest your weary soul. Well, it didn't taste like taters and it didn't taste like beans. And it didn't have the flavor of them good old turnip greens. Turnip greens, turnip greens.
Well, let's see, now there's a little bit more on this one. Oh yeah.
Well,
boy, I almost forget this one. Well, anyway, the ending of it goes something like this.
That band you hear, oh yeah, the Lord's a-getting ready for his kingdom on the earth. That band you hear playing is the Ozark Jubilee.
Well, I forgot a few verses in here, but that's the folkiest song I know.
Here's one song for all the kids here. You know, when you come to a folk festival like this with your parents, you meet all their old cronies and all their old friends, you know, that you didn't see since the last time you came to the folk festival. And so you've always got to shake hands with them, even sometimes when you're just about to put a piece of bubble gum in your mouth, and they say, well, I'd like you to meet so-and-so, and half the time, you know, you stick them with a piece of bubble gum or something like that, but sometimes it's real annoying to shake hands. Well, here's a song for all you people with that problem. You stick out your little hand at every woman, kid, and man, and you wave it up and down, how'd you do, well, you wave it up and down. Everybody that we meet on the sidewalk in the street, well, you wave it up and down. How'd you do? How'd you do? Well, you wave it up and down. How'd you do? Hidgy, hidgy, hoji, hoji, housey, doodly, doodly, doodly. With your hidgy, hidgy, hoji, how'd you do? How'd you do? And you wave it up and down. How'd you do? Hidgy, hidgy, hoji, housey, doodly, doodly, woodly. Hidgy, hidgy, hoji, hidgy. With your hidey, hoji, hidey, how'd you do, when you wave it up and down, how'd you do? You stick out your poor little old hand at every woman, kid, and man. Will you wave it up and down, how'd you do, when you wave it up and down, how'd you do?
Well, that's my way of saying hello to the whole folk festival, with just a little how'd you do. Thank you very much.
Wasn't that fine? Let's give him another hand. And at the same time, welcome the Smoky Hollow Boys from Tallahassee.
We're going to sing an old song that was learned up in a Alabama folk festival called Going Down to Lynchburg.
I was going down to Lynchburg, going down to town, going down to Lynchburg to lay my baby down. Johnson had an old great beauty, named it Simon Slick. Never learned it to do work, the Lord of you could kick. Lord of you could kick, Lord of you could kick. Never learned it to do work, Lord of you could kick. Going down to Lynchburg, going down. Going down to Lynchburg, turning my band around. Lord, that move the kid.
breath. Ran behind, put down his throat, and kicked himself to death.
Kicked himself to death. Kicked himself to death.
Ran behind, put down his throat, and kicked himself to death. I went to see my girl last night, she's standing in the tub. More I asked her to marry me, the harder she would scrub. Harder she would scrub, harder she would scrub. More I asked her to marry me, the harder she would scrub. I was going down to Lynchburg, going down to town, going down to Lynchburg to raise my bamboo down. I went to see my girl last night, she's standing at the gate. Throw her arms around my neck, I thought my back would break.
Thought my back would break, thought my back would break.
Throw her arms around my neck, I thought my back would break. I was going down to Lynchburg, going down to town, going down to Lynchburg to ring my banjo.
We're going to slow the pace down about 785%. Play a little ballad called All the Good Times Are Past and Gone. This one's going to speed it up just a little bit again. Sorry about these alternations. This is one that was made famous by Bill Monroe, or as they say in the South, Bill Munro, bringing in the Georgia Mail. You in tune?
Thank you.
If we didn't have people like Will McLean of Tallahassee, perhaps some of the interesting, colorful incidents of Florida history would pass into oblivion, because Will has the great ability to put them to music and make folk songs out of them. Will McLean.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Good evening. I'm pleased to be here, and I have the honor to have Gamble Rogers, who's a very dear friend of mine. He has considered to help me out on a new song that a young lad named Dash Moore and myself wrote about 2 weeks ago. So we're gonna try to sing it for you. It's the story of the 1928 flood, and it's called Lord Hold Back the Waters. Oh, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cool. Was in the late 20s that there come a big flood. It drowned at 4,000, their graves was in mud. Was nothing could withstand that great tidal wave. And the ghost of the valleys still cried from the grave. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When wild winds are blowing across the Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Oh, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. The wise words of warning were given no heed. The Seminole left them with haste and with speed. When the waters receded, great God, what a sight. Men, women, and children turned dark as the night. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When wild winds are blowing across to Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Oh, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. Now Lake Okeechobee is calm and serene. The land all around it is fertile and green. Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee. This is a little song to conclude my part of the show. Jim and I have done it together, so we'll do it now. So a little thing about the Seminole Indian. Dancers early morn, paying homage to green corn. Seminole, Seminole. Bitter hatreds, they do fade. No more war cries in the glade. Basket weavers, you have turned many a white man's ways you've learned. Seminole, Seminole. Seminole, you noble race, there is honor in your face. You did never lose your stand. This is still your golden land. Seminole, Seminole, Seminole.
Thank you.
Where's your partner? Where's Charlie Cox?
I haven't saw anything of him.
Charlie, you coming out here now? All right, first we'll hear our good friend, the banjo picker from St. Petersburg, Cousin Dee Dee Yokley.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll play the Jed Clampett Family Ballad. Chime the banjo.
You know, you're getting about $25 worth of music for the price of one ticket all day. Isn't that impressive? You're hearing some of the finest instrumentalists and folk singers in the whole land here this evening. Now, Charlie Cox from Grand Haven, Michigan, has come the farthest. Let's give him a great big hand.
I thank you. I think everyone will recognize his first tune. Everybody was running around saying, "Oh, that Tucker has come to town. Get out the way."